This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Gerritsen Building Supply, a vaccine and booster clinic happening later today. We're going to talk about that and more with County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Denenhofer. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
So talk about the event today, a one-day event.
So we're having a one-day event today, which is a booster clinic from 10 until 3 in the parking lot across from the Roseburg Public Library. We're going to be offering boosters for Pfizer and Moderna. And then starting next week on January 4th, we're going to have a daily event from 10 to 4 in that same lot. So we're going to have plenty of opportunities for people to get boosters. And that's going to be really important because being boosted is the best defense against Omicron.
As we've gone through the past few weeks and heard in every newscast in recent days about the rising number of cases, it seems like a lot of people have looked at the whole situation a little bit differently.
Perhaps, and we're hoping that people realize that Omicron is coming and it's coming fast. And really the best way to protect yourself is to get vaccinated and even better to be boosted.
And for some folks who have been on lists or been waiting because of the appointment status in most of the clinics, pharmacies, and other places that it's available, I know that people are getting pushed back into mid-January right now. And for some people, this event today probably comes at a very convenient time while a lot of folks are off during the holiday break.
Yeah, we specifically did this hoping to get as many people as possible. The Ducks won't be playing during that time, so it'll be a great opportunity for people to come and get their booster. It's going to be a drive-through so people can stay in their cars. The only thing we'd ask is that if you do get one today and have had an appointment at one of those pharmacies or one of those clinics, that you call the clinic and cancel the appointment so somebody else can get in.
Now, for folks who haven't gotten vaccinated at all yet, or maybe you have one dose, can they deal with that today as well?
Yes. So for people 12 and above, they can start the series. We're using the Moderna and the Pfizer. The J&J doesn't seem to work very well at all against the Omicron variant. So we're going to be doing Pfizer and Moderna today, but people can get their first dose, their second dose, or their third dose today.
Now, let's talk about the county picture. Now, of course, the report doesn't come out till about noon today, but of the data in the past few days, what are you seeing?
We're relatively lower than we've been. So we've been fairly high at about 30 cases per 100,000 per day for much of November and early December. Last week we dipped a bit, and this week we dipped even further. So I think we're going to be at about 20 cases per 100,000 per day over this week.
And I was supposed that that is particularly looked upon positively because we are a few days out from the holidays.
Yes, we're out a few days from the holidays. Now, unfortunately, what happens is if people got exposed on the 25th, they would likely show symptoms on the 28th or the 29th, may not get tested until the 30th. So we're waiting very carefully to see next week what happens with our Christmas numbers.
With the variant growing and its impact, talk about it. We're hearing about a lot of hospitalizations, but we're also hearing the people apparently in a lot of cases are at least not as seriously having to deal with this as they have with the previous variant.
So with Omicron, we're looking at data from South Africa, from England, and from the East Coast, which we've already seen big surges of Omicron. And what we see from that is that it appears to be very contagious. So the ability to go from not very many cases in the area to many cases in the area is very quick. It took Delta about 6 weeks to reach its peak. In New York and Washington, we reached a number that high. We don't know what the peak is going to be within about 12 days. So this appears to be much more contagious, even for those who are vaccinated. However, you're right that people who've either had a full series or a booster seem to have really very mild disease, and that's a good thing. When people get hospitalized, they do have some respiratory illness, and there have been some ICU cases and some deaths, but they seem to be less common than with Delta. The predictions in Oregon are that when this gets here, the hospitals are going to be really full, almost as full as they were last summer, so we're bracing for that.
And with the fact that it is so highly transmissible, it appears that's got a probably some pause into folks just in terms of where they go, environments, who they're around, et cetera?
Yeah, I think people really need to think about protections over the next few weeks, especially in those groups who are vulnerable for severe disease. So we're worried about that. The other thing we're worried about is it appears that, at least on the East Coast, that this variant affects kids more than the previous variants. So you remember with the Alpha and the Delta, we had a lot of disease in older people, but not very much severe disease in kids. This one appears to have significant disease in kids, and pediatric hospitalizations are now at about their highest rate ever. So that's a big worry. So if people say, oh, I don't care if I get it, be careful, though, because if kids get it, they can get quite sick.
As we look around the state, what are you seeing? Douglas County is down, but what about other counties?
Other counties are down, too. We've not really seen a big surge of Omicron yet. So the West Coast is pretty quiet. But when you look on the East Coast, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Miami, Boston are all really struggling with high amounts of disease.
Now, I didn't grab the release before I came back into the studio, but Oregon Health Authority put out something yesterday about a new infection to deal with.
So there are, sadly, what happens during a pandemic is that the other diseases don't take a vacation. So there are other diseases out there that we're still worried about. But again, I think the big one and the big part of our picture should be COVID, and especially the Omicron variant.
Now, let's talk again about today's event. You mentioned the hours. Kind of go over the information people need to know again.
So it's at the Fowler Street lot across from the Roseburg Public Library. It's a drive-through event. It's free. No insurance information will be collected. So just come and get it done. If you could bring your old card, that'll be great because we'll fill it out. If you don't, we can take care of that later. We'll be giving the Moderna and the Pfizer, focusing on the boosters, but we'll give either the first, second, or third dose of any of those. So come do it today. And the next week at the same place, we'll be doing it starting on January 4th from 10 to 4 each day.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
8:39 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.